Do you have any sort of particular memories of Barton Street at the time, or?
No, not really. If you walk down Barton Street now, compared to that days, there was no multicultural beings or people about at that particular time. Usually quite quiet. But other than that, no real memories other than what I said about the cigarette machine being broken into. But that was it about Barton Street.
What about, just quickly then, given it was your first house, even if it was of your own, even if it was only a rented one, was it sort of two up, two down, or what sort of shape? And
oh no, it was only like a one bedroom type of thing at that particular time. It did have normal facilities like a toilet inside and things like that. But the only time I had a toilet outside was when I was in living with my gran in, at that particular time in about 1942, something like that. We used to have to use the outside toilet. And in them days, right, you had no sewer pit or anything like that. You had to put that on the garden. But the vegetables were good, I'll tell you that now. Yeah. We could do with a few of that. Could be on our garden, my handsome. We don't have outside toilet, really.
If you're willing to go out there and do it.
So did you stay in the house then until you moved to Swindon? No.
I used to either hitchhike or get a car to work at Swindon. No, what happened was that we bought our first house, which was a townhouse in a place called Woburn Avenue, which was up on the Grange estate. That was the first townhouse that was, a nice new townhouse. That was our first house that we actually purchased. Which reminds me, I was on the railway at that particular time, and I was walking home from a morning shift, 6 till 2, and the railway line used to run right alongside where we had bought this place. And there was a goods train coming by, and I thought a mate of mine was on there as a guard. And I started waving to him, and unfortunately I didn't look where I was going, and I walked straight into a lamppost. Oh. I think that was the day I broke my nose for the first time. Yeah. It brought water to my eyes, I must admit. Yeah.